Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tomorrow, 1.3 million people who have been relying on unemployment benefits will have to figure out what to do without them. These are people who've been out of work for at least 6 months and are relying on money from the federal government, not from states. Congress failed to extend benefits for the long-term unemployed before leaving Washington for the holidays. Now, Democrats say they're still trying to get an extension passed, but Republicans say any extension would require cuts elsewhere. NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith is with us from Washington. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you.
So Democrats have been saying they want to extend these benefits, but are they willing to make those cuts to other programs that it sounds like Republicans would require for an extension?
Well, they are sort of non-committal on that. Right now, they are clearly enjoying beating Republicans up over this. One liberal group is up with ads attacking Republicans for not extending these benefits, especially over the holidays. But also Democrats really do believe in this, and they say long-term unemployment is quite bad right now. There are still 4 million people who've been unemployed 6 months or longer. So even though the overall unemployment rate is down, the situation for these folks is truly dire. But then when you ask them, well, would you be willing to find cuts to save that $25 billion that it'll cost to extend these benefits for a year? They're a little squishy. They say that in the past, this has always been an emergency program that hasn't been paid for. Though reading between the lines, you get the sense that if pressed, they would be open to modifying the program to begin phasing it out and also to finding savings elsewhere in the budget to pay for it.
Well, where would those savings come from?
There's a lot of off-the-shelf savings that Congress seems to have been saving up, waiting for things like this. Items like selling off unused federal buildings, things like that. Democrats talk about closing tax loopholes. Republicans obviously wouldn't go for that. They want real spending cuts, but might be willing to settle for eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse, things like that. But there's one thing that might be pretty easy for them to agree on, and the dollar figure matches up pretty well. That's the farm bill. There are about $20 billion of savings in the farm bill that's being discussed right now. Those savings come from eliminating the direct payments program and also trimming food stamps. And so it's possible that if they come to an agreement on the farm bill, that could very easily match up with an extension of unemployment benefits, and both things could possibly happen and be paid for.
Well, and just so we know, the farm bill is not a done deal by any stretch right now, right? They still got to figure that out.
Well, they're still negotiating it, though. The sense is, as negotiators were leaving town, was that they were very, very close and possibly just weren't announcing it because if they announced it, it would be torn apart during the holiday season.
Well, what about those arguing against an extension of the unemployment benefits? Because there are people, I'm thinking of Senator Rand Paul, who's been quite vocal about the reasons not to extend these benefits for the long-term unemployed.
Well, there are a lot of people, including some economists and a whole lot of Republicans, who believe that actually having these long-term benefits for such a long time has actually contributed to the long-term unemployment problem. They argue that people are holding out for higher-paying jobs because they have these unemployment benefits to help them make ends meet. And they also argue that the unemployment rate overall is down and that this program already has gone on longer than in any past recession, like way longer. But those who support the extension say that this recession was worse than anything we've seen since the Great Depression. And that, you know, many unemployed people who I've spoken to say, we are doing our best, we're trying hard, and no, we wouldn't prefer unemployment benefits to a job.
And we're going to hear from one of those people, by the way, in just a moment, Tamara. But these negotiations could take a while, it sounds like. What are people supposed to do? I guess they just have to deal without having unemployment benefits starting tomorrow, because it doesn't sound like there'd be a short-term fix, would there?
There's talk of a short-term fix. I don't know what the political realities are for it. Democrats in the Senate and the House are pushing the idea of a short-term three-month extension while a longer-term extension is worked out. They don't want that three-month extension to be paid for, and that might make it difficult to get it through the House, where Speaker John Boehner, as you said, says any extension needs to be paid for. One thing worth noting, though, is that it isn't just Democrats here. There are Republicans from states that have been especially hard hit, states like Nevada, who are on board with this, saying, let's do an extension. This isn't a time to cut people off.
And of course, now they've got to go back to their home districts and hear from constituents, or they're in their home districts.
Exactly. They are in their home districts, and these stories are likely to get louder and louder in the waning week and a half that they're back home, because this is a great local public, great local human interest story. And newspapers around the country are going to be doing stories about people who lost their benefits over the holiday season.
NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.